see everybody. We're going to study from Sanhemes Shnat Chof Reish Nun. Shnat Chof Reish Nun. Rashi alludes to this medrash where Rashi says, "Apapi Shama Shemisasot Luya Badava." Even though Moshe Rabbeinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch direct linkage between the war to be waged in Midian and his, Moshe Rabbeinu's, passing from this world, nevertheless, Aslan B'Simcha, the Lord, he led an organized battle against Midian with joy, without delay. Medrash says that Moshe really could have lived longer. Let's see it inside. Hashem is quotes the Medrash, Ilu Ratzim Moshe Rabbeinu Al V'Shalom L'Chios Kamashanim. She could have lived longer. Shekasu, because the Torah says. Who knows how long he, however long he could have lived, however long he could have procrastinated. Nikom nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'esa midyanim, achar te'yaseif elamach. You must take vengeance against the midyanim. After that, you'll pass away. Not before. So all we have to do is tarry a little bit. It sounds like a reward. Well, it sounds like it's like your most important mission, and after you've done that, but in Israel, your life is complete. And we'll talk about that. But Moshe could have said, "All right, so you know my life will be complete a few years later." No. He immediately set about doing what he had to do to prepare Klal Yisrael by Yidaber Moshe El Ha'om. Immediately, Heichotzu Me'etchem, meaning press forward with Zrizus. Rashi says, the uncle said that Heichotzu means Zrizu Minchayim, Guvrin L'chayla. Prepare the men for the attack. Get ready for the attack. Arm up. So, the Satanist is not going to ask, wait a minute. Talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, could one imagine? Could you think for a minute that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to procrastinate and say, well, you know, if I just don't get on with this preparation for the war against Midian so soon, I get to live it a little longer. Everybody's doing what they have to do immediately.
The soldiers were reluctant.
The soldiers were reluctant, Chazal say. And we'll talk about that. Yes. But you must rumeal pay Yisrael, meaning that they were given over, meaning they were drafted because they knew that after this, Milchemes Midyan, Moshe's gone. But how could one even question that? That Medrash basis, the premise of the Medrash, is impossible. Is that we can't countenance the premise. Elalag yishlokim shal Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashom v'sh'omach b'shvil she'ech yeh yisakev nikmas Yisrael. Those are the words of the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu said, would I delay doing what we must to take Nekama against Midyan because I want to live a little longer? V'tzor v'yir. We need to explain it. V'tzor v'yir. You don't need to tell me how Moshe's mind works or didn't work with himself and how he did not procrastinate because he was going to do the mitzvah. He's commanded, and Moshe, you know, he's the Eved Naaman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was told Nikayim, so of course he's going to do it right away. Without any regard for himself or Aval Einyan Hu. Point is, keep Harotzin Linkam Beliluchan. Milchemes Mitzvah. This is not just any war. This is Milchemes Mitzvah. And a Milchemes Mitzvah of the most important kind. We're not taking their land. We're destroying evil. This was a Milchema against Ra, the Kiyum of Tzoreres HaMidyonim. Kisem HaYisam. Kitzorim Ein Lachem. Look at what they did to you. Look at what they instigated. How they insinuated themselves through Znus. And then thousands of Yidden died. So you have to fight this. You have to take this nekama. And it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, when telling this mitzvah over to the Jewish people, makes one very important. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Nekayim nikmas b'nei Yisrael." They said, "It's a nekama b'nei Yisrael." That's what Moshe said. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vaydam Moshe Alam Leimar, Hey Kalsu Meitchem, etc. etc. V'hiru Al Midyan, Lo Seis nikmas Hashem." Because this Yeshlem, Mashehu Negiya, and the Kodim Lama B'Mukha. Harotzen, let's go back to the top line, Ki Harotzen, Yukon, 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 Mitzvah, like any mitzvah. You're doing this, L'shem Mitzvah. And since this is taking other people's lives, and since this is doing it because we are battling ultimate in evil and the vanquishing of this evil. Now, it's not just vengeance, you know, about setting the record straight, evening the score. We're not just going to even the score. That's not the point. The point is that where we fell, we have to now do combat against that evil temporarily, beat us to the point that 24,000 needn't die in another case. That evil cannot just be addressed by the punishment. It has to be now that we are so strong that such evil is battled and fought against. And that evil that still remains with and adheres in Midyan is eradicated from this world. But all of this is not done because we're angry. It's not personal. It's because Baruch Hu was telling us, learn, feel deeply the evil that is me, and now eliminate that evil. So then, where Moshe was told, it's Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. Moshe turns around that it's Nikmas Hashem, because when you do this, when you fight and wages, not doing it for you. And Moshe now, by his selflessness of having not even a thought, of, oh, you know, after this, I'm over. That's it, I'll pass away. Lord, oh, I'll die. It's not consideration. Because that's not, the whole Muhammad has to be waged. Not just by the leader Moshe, but by all of us. We followed him. So now he quotes from Tehillim. To pursue and to do it, and then you're waging truly. God forbid, Chalila to question Shehayim Moshe Rabbeinu L'Shalom Mis'akei B'Shul Shichil. Of course not. Ra, the Kavana of the Medrash is Im Loivu Goyver Goy Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Yosef Mikol Chayei Nafshon. And he not cared more or only exclusively about vanquishing the evil of Midian had there been a shred of a fetch in his eye. And then after that, then the whole Mokama, I'm not saying, he's not saying that they wouldn't have won the war. He's saying, had there been the Hashved, a fetch, no other word. Because we're not saying that he would hesitate. Ah, Halilu. We're not saying that he would question, should press forward with the plan. No, Halilu. But what? Be some sense of, a little some, you know, internal sense of a kvetch. This is my last student. After this, I'm after this, I pass from the world. No! Because if there had been, if Mahari Goyver Boy, Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Yosef Yikol Chayei Nafshei, if that war is more important than his whole being, I am the male of Boy Tzatzmi, then there would be, meaning whether he's going to pass or not, that's not even the issue. This is a mitzvah Hashem. And the application, I mean, it's avoida. You have to do mitzvah, doing something. You do it with the entire being, because that's my purpose, my sole purpose. And this I'm about to say, that's more important than anything else. The exact same outcome on the ground, on the battlefield. Same outcome. But not in Shemaya, not in the universe. Very different outcome. So and the people that fought have to follow in that in his image. This was no regular war. Remember, you know, he said, Elef Lamata, 1,000 from each Hebet, which is a very small, limited number of people. They were chosen. It was very much like the other battle against the spiritual enemy Amalek. The Torah says, "Bechar," because Baruch Hu said, "Bechar and Lechar." Choose the soldiers very carefully. This was unlike Sichem and Og, where you know we all went to battle. This was a very, very carefully organized Kurdish army of a small number of Yidden. Because then the Kurdish Yom came. The Medrash, in contrast, the Medrash says Yehoshua didn't live as long as 120 years. The Navi says Moshe was 120, Yeshua 110. And the Medrash says, Moshe Kosev the Medrash be Yeshua. Quote, Yomim Rabim also Yehoshua, called the Malachim Ha'elon Milcham. Yehoshua made Milcham over these Malachim for many, many, many years. Because he knew that after these wars come to an end, he'll pass away. Because he wants Moshe Yomim, he was doing it more deliberately and not pressing the Muhammad on quickly. So therefore, he lived 10 years less than Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Medrash says, many people, you have all kinds of thoughts and plans about Hashem. And now the Tzatzmi says, you believe this about Yeshua? Yeshua, the Tzadik Yeshua, who was like Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe, when the Torah says, that all the days of Yehoshua, they were just like they were living in purity under his leadership. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was alive because they did not sin in the days of Yehoshua like they did in the days of Moshe. In other words, like Yehoshua was such a massive success of a leader and of a tzaddik. After all, also, Yehoshua eskal ha-melachim ha'ela milcham. He did fight all those years. He didn't desist from pursuing these battles. Mashaach was man milcham ha'arim, katzer. It's longer, it's shorter. Avalei is work in Yisrael, adidei shehoi v'kitzach negir, she'olah b'machshov, he had some thoughts, some hesitation to act. But how he felt somehow about the Melchama, sadly, because after the Melchama he's gone. How long to live, longevity, is dependent upon continuing. These are the words, end, and his life comes. Therefore, it wasn't, he did battle with himself. He had to do battle internally, Yehoshua. Because he wasn't, exactly, quite like Moshe Rabbeinu. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not a challenge. Moshe Rabbeinu was so pure, complete in his absolute devotion to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that knowing that this is his last effort and the last mitzvah comes without it affecting how he feels about what he's doing. In the case of Yehoshua, he was doing it. He was doing it, and Chalila, he didn't desist from or go slow. Or not press the Melchamos on the way you have to. But there was kindness. He was thinking, feeling about the fact that after
this one more thing, but not just said, he should have been offered, and he knew after he died that the Jewish people would not start going astray. So that's the reason why the Havamina wanting to prolong the situation.
The being Malamit Swiss? Okay. Medrash says that there was this fetch internally on his part because it would mean the end of his life when these Muhammads will hang in the style of the Medrash, Rabbis, Machashavos. The Medrash uses that passage specifically because it's not that he, Yehoshua, did something to slow down the war, but to war, or to not pursue battle the way he had. Chalila. But Rabbis, Machashavos, Belevish. It was in his heart, it was the regard of war as something that has connected to it the fact that afterwards he's gone. Like Rav Shulahi and Shumach, Rav Ezeh or Ezehu Hirhur. It was just this intimation of the heart. Zeh Hirhur Ikuv, but it holds you back from doing the mitzvah perfect. Maybe Sasan is suggesting that slowed him down unwittingly. Not that he wanted to. Not that he chose to go more slowly or more deliberately. But just, even if he didn't realize it, he felt held back. The Hashem is Baruch Hu Boichin Li Boichin Kloyas in the Drashim. It's Baruch Hu Boichin Li Boichin Kloyas. The Medrash that he's referring to, he explains, is Sha'apilu, the Medrash Rav. Sha'apilu Hamachshavis Sha'adim Ba'asmei Einam Marikish. Thoughts that are going to come up and have not yet arisen in our mind are known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we submit. They are gloomy, they are there, seen and known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gloom hanging with fun of Yisparach Shema. Because since it's a potential thought, it's something we could conceivably think of. Because it's something that we care about. And since it's something we care about, it's something within us, even if it's not yet come, not only not to expression, not even the thought has arisen, it's going to cause the thought to arise, is known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. The purity of a Jewish is that it wouldn't ever come to mind.
No.
The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, remember, like the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Perikei tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is not like human. And that's why it's not temporal, it's not dependent upon time. Or you would say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows before I think that it's because of him that I think. No, it's not the cause. It's just it's knowledge. And again, it's knowledge of a totally different kind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're going to do wrong, right? It's the same question. The person's going to actually do something. Now, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's going to happen. But again, like the Rambam says, knowledge as we understand it is in the context of time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a thing, not even the greatest computer compared in any way, because this is a Shvarku, which is a completely different entity beyond our understanding, beyond knowledge as you and I talk about.
It's man in the real itself.
Right.
There's a mission. Man in the real itself.
Man is also a real.
It's all happening to
the real. It happens. For us, it happens in the context of time, but not for Hakol's. Correct. It says the Unabis Hakol's. But yes, it also says that our material is there. The choice is there. Purity of thought. So this is when we think about how much we have to work to attain our own tahara, our own purity, and our own devotion. This is how deep it is, and how much work we have to do to attain the purity of devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a thought could not ever arise, the content. And that is needed such that the thought arises. That's what we're saying. You know? He was so completely devoted, and then therefore, on the other side, selfless, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him this, and it has no human being.
It's not putting very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, not close is in regard to.
Yes.
Doesn't that put that
you have
so close to
the Moshe Ish HaElokim. Yes, 100%. It's an aspect of Moshe that Ish HaElokim. Very good. Shabbila Moshev Shalom Ba'afri and Marish Mehem Gwilim. Vizevu Oya Shvokai Shel Moshe. That's the praise of Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshev. Shlohi Marish Shun Nigi El Klav. It meant nothing to him personally, though he heard that after this Muhammad, he's done. So where the Medrash is saying, you know, in a way that concretely understand it, so then this is saying deeper, of course, what it means. Not that he didn't act upon it, have the thought. And he didn't have the thought because in his heart, he doesn't have selfishness enough to care about himself. Because Baruch was a mitzvah. This holy mitzvah, and again, importantly, doing the mitzvah, and in this case, the vanquishing of evil, it's important that it be with Nikmas Hashem. If it's Nikmas Hashem, that means it has to be for the purest motives. We're not in it for anything about ourselves. And then he says, this purity, kavana, in making war, the Mefarshim, the footnotes about the Degmat Mefrayim, you know, and then the Beshes, and then Kedushas Levi. The addition of words, if I may read it to you. Kimisha Reza Lazis Melchamais, Yismachal Hashem, the Vade Yachliachim. You want to really fight for Hashem's sake, then your kavanah has to selfless. Rak lasis v'tzenek hashbar. That's what the words mean. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, "Veidamar Moshe Abba Amleimar, heicholtzu me'itchem." Fascinating word. What is heicholtzu? We said before that Targum says, "Zrizu minchayim kubrin lechay." The mizaris and prepare and arm up, men. They should go like a chalutz. So why is a chalutz in modern Hebrew? What's chalutz? Like a brave, a pioneer, right? Who goes out, prepares, and faces all kinds of challenges. Why is it that the same word means to remove? For instance, when a woman is not married to the yavam, the yavam doesn't take her, so he performs chalitzana, which means removal. So it means that the same word means prepare with intensity and preparedness. That same word means take off or strip something away. Because heichotzu me'itchem means she'anshe ha'melchama tzrichin lachloitz kol negius atzmais. To be a real chalutz means to prepare. Prepare means to divest oneself of oneself, of what I want, what I need, what I would like, what I'm concerned about. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says what he said to them, when he tells them, the first thing he said, as far as preparing with you know, preparations for the Muhammad against Midian, and the Bereshit said that means just like Moshe, as we just saw, is completely divested of any self-interest. Therefore, it means nothing. It means nothing to him that afterwards, Achad Peah said, he says to Bnei Israel, now, like me, pure of heart, go to war against Midian with the same self. Treating lachlois kol negius lives from natrum melchamos Hashem, changing it from melchamos, you know, or nikmas bnei Yisroel. He says it's nikmas Hashem, and then it says uksiv vayimosru me'alfe Yisroel elef lamatish nim osa elef chalutze yisava vayimosru. They gave themselves over. Rashi describes, someone mentioned earlier, Ten Kishrim from the Moshe. When they heard that after this Moshe's gone, they didn't want to go. They didn't want to fight for Lechem Zemidin because now we love Moshe. We're not going to let him go. I mean, they gave him such a hard time for 40 years, but now when he's being taken from them, they say, no, we're not going to go to the Lechem. And Moshe says, no, you're going to go, and you're going to go with the purity of heart. She'en ha'yol ha'en negiyah b'zeh. And Moshe stripped it away from them, just like he stripped it out of himself, took it away from them, and they followed his marvelous example of purity of heart in vanquishing this evil of me. She'en ha'yol ha'en negiyah b'zeh. Abel Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom v'omro, and he said to them, Echol tshuna yitzchem. Strip away any of your own interests. Bitul mehem kol ha'negiyus. That helped remove from them, like Moshe, they were inspired by their great leader. Take away all of my negiyus. Of course, I'm going to do mikmas Hashem, and they were fired up and then devoted the way they needed to be, following in Moshe's footsteps with that kind of a purity of devotion. Baal Karcham, the Nishku Akar Darkishon, following Moshe's example of how to be selfless. That's how you do a mitzvah, and that's how you do mitzvah Hashem and nikmas Hashem. That's how you fight ra. That's how you fight evil and vanquish. I will. I mean, I'm going to visit my children. So that's good. But unfortunately, I'll be away for 5 Thursdays.